more than good music stirring here tonight. There is something more than preaching stirring here tonight, but it's the Holy Ghost and fire is stirring in this place tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That is within me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let it burn in your heart right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kevin, can y'all do that song, Let It Burn, and like a fire my soul, a spirit? You know that song?
Set a fire.
Yes, that one. Go ahead and do that real quick. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Set a fire down in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
That I can't control. I want more of you. I want more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
Set a fire.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, all band. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody pray in tongues right now. I thought we'd jump into the message right now, but the Holy Ghost just wants us to do something more. Just pray in tongues. Oh, mama, mama, come on, lift your voice tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, mama, mama, oh, the fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the presence of the Lord is so strong here right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For a few minutes, why don't you go ahead and grab your seat and turn with me to Acts chapter 2. I believe the Lord wants me to go ahead and preach and teach, and we're going to jump right back into this. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. How many of you feel the presence of God in this place? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. What's filling your house? What's filling this house? You know, the further away we get from the book of Acts, the further away the church, I'm not talking about Calvary Cathedral, but the church in general, the further away the church gets from the book of Acts, the fewer acts that we can perform. Paul said in his letter to the church at Corinth, he said, I fear lest the serpent entering in will beguile you as he beguiled Eve and take you away from the simplicity of the gospel. It's like pastors continually saying, how deep can we get? I've heard some people say, some preachers say that, you know, they've seen people dive in deeper and come up shallower than they could ever imagine their whole life. You know, we can't let the devil beguile us from the simplicity of the gospel. We can't let the devil beguile us from the simplicity of Acts chapter 2. You know, they went in Acts chapter 2 and they did everything that you read through the rest of the book of Acts, and all of the doctrine in the epistles came from what Jesus did in 3 years and the deposit and the fire of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. You see, the Lord knows how to get something done. He said that he will put a new heart when he was talking about the new covenant. He said, I will put a new heart on the inside of you. I'll put my laws on the inside of you. So instead of the Old Testament it being on the outside, he said, I'm going to put it on the inside. He knows what he's doing. He put the fullness of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You can read that in Colossians chapter 1 and 2. He put the fullness of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And suddenly there came a sound, verse 2, from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, God, I pray you do something in this house that is so big by the Spirit of God that it gets noised abroad. You know, he can do it with no advertisement. He can do it with no marketing plan. He can do it with no church board committee meeting to try to sort out every single nickel and penny and dime and how everything's going to flow. He can just do it by depositing the fire of his Spirit on the inside of his saints that are hungry for the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? When he comes and deposits himself on the inside of you, he meets all of your needs and he meets the needs of the city all at the same time. You can't get full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. You can't have a fresh touch of the Spirit of God. You can't be freshly filled with the Spirit of God and have your life not be totally changed and not have the Lord meet all of your needs. I'm telling you, he will sort things out in the fire. He will answer questions of your life in the fire. Hallelujah. Something that God can noise abroad by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in verse 6, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. You see, there's how God does it right there. In verse 6, it only took them 6 verses to reach a multitude. You go to most church boards and evangelistic boards today. Well, how do you reach a multitude? Well, let me tell you. First, you got to plan 2 years in advance, and you got to rally all the churches and go to a city, and then you got to get all the Christian pop bands that have a big draw, and then you have to do this and do that, and you have to bait the hook and do all of these things, and you know, chapters and books and millions of dollars down the road. Here we go, and we've gathered a big crowd. And there's a lot of hoopla and a lot of things going on, and I'm not speaking against that, but I am speaking against the idea that we can substitute that for Acts chapters 2, verses 1 through 6 to reach a multitude. He can do it in 6 verses with people that are hungry for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And when it was noised abroad, the multitude came together. The Holy Ghost can do a work by His fire, by His influence, that'll bring the multitude together that nobody else could accomplish in 10 and 20 and 50 years of labor and effort. See, the prideful people will move without prayer. But the humble people will move after prayer. The prideful people will move without prayer. The prideful people will move with a plan, but no prayer. But the humble people know that the plan with no prayer may produce a lot of activity, but the end result is eternity hasn't been changed. And the end result, there'll be just as many bars on 7th Street as there was when we got finished. But the humble people are the ones that are going to seek God and say, Lord, we've tried this. Well, Lord, we've got to have a move of your Spirit. And the humble people are the ones that realize that it only takes one person full of the Spirit of God. One person as a minister, as of a flame of fire, that the fire gets so hot on the inside of the soul of that person that nobody can get close to them without things changing, to where their shadow becomes like Peter's shadow, and people get healed just because you're walking down the street. People get healed just because you walked inside of the nursing home. You don't have to break the rules to minister to everybody, Paul. You can carry such an anointing on you, they get healed when you walk down the hallway. But it takes a humble person to go to the presence of God. It takes a humble person to respond to the fire of the Holy Ghost when the fire of the Holy Ghost is being poured out. And it takes a humble person to say, Lord, I put my desires on the altar. What are your desires for my life? What are your desires for this city? What are your desires for this church? Lord, I put my desires on the altar. I put them on the back. Lord, have your way and have your will in my heart. And lay everything on the line. Jesus appeared to over 500 people after his resurrection. All of them knew that his command was to go and tarry in the upper room. All of them knew that he was sending the promise of the Father. And before that, Jesus, his ministry in his 3 years on the earth, reached thousands and thousands of people. Multitudes pressed into him and were touched by his ministry. But only 120 people were there on the day of Pentecost. 120 hungry people, 120 humble people, 120 people that didn't have something better to do, 120 people that were willing to lay their desires and their flesh on the altar and say, Lord, do what you want to do in my heart. Do what you want to do in my life. Saying, Lord, I don't know what the promise of the Father is going to look like. They went there and they tarried in the upper room for how many several days? It was like, from what I remember, maybe a week or two or 3 weeks. And some may say up to 50 days. They tarried there and they waited. And I don't know how they pulled this off, but they stayed in that upper room until the Holy Ghost came. Hallelujah. And then the multitude shows up. Now, when this was noised abroad in verse 6, the multitude came together and they were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. See, they were speaking in tongues. Just back up a little bit. In verse 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. You know, I used to just kind of misinterpret this without even thinking about it and think, well, there were actually little images and invisible appearances of fire above their heads. But I looked up, so I just figured King James and the word tongues meant, you know, a flame of fire. Well, I looked it up, and tongues in the Greek means tongues. It means languages. So what the Holy Ghost poured out on that day was languages of fire. And you want to know what's coming under attack again in the Spirit-filled church? Is the gift of tongues, speaking in other tongues. I'm telling you, other places, other churches that won't allow spirit, that have Spirit-filled doctrine, but they won't allow the tongues to be spoken in from the pulpit on their weekend services. Spirit-filled churches. But here, because they don't want to offend the lost. They don't want people to misunderstand and not understand what God's doing. But here, how did God reach the lost? I'm telling you, Jesus knows what he's doing, and his plan doesn't need to be improved upon. The further away we get from the book of Acts, the less acts that we can perform. So we can't be beguiled like the Satan came through the serpent to Eve and tried to take Eve away and wants to take us away from the simplicity of the gospel. I'm telling you, we can come up with all kinds of endless religious doctrine, endless religious profiteering, endless religious this and that, and things that will look like success on the outside. But I'm telling you, when the fire of God comes and burns through stuff, it'll all just puff up in smoke, and there won't be hardly anything of eternal value left, because we deviated from the simplicity of the gospel, because the devil came and tried to trick us and say, well, you need a bigger plan, you need to strategize, you need to pull out $10 million loans so you can do this and you can do that and you can build and you can do these things. And we walk away from the first 6 verses of Acts chapter 2, and the fire of the Holy Ghost has long since been burned out. You can read in Jesus' message to the churches in the book of Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 2, where he's talking, I believe it was to the church at Ephesus. One of the stronger churches, had one of the most mighty moves of God that any city had back in those days. Jesus' message to the church. He said, I wish that you were hot or cold, because you're neither. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And he made the statement, if you don't get things right, I'm going to remove my candlestick out of your midst. Well, if you look in the end of chapter 1, Jesus clearly says what the candlestick is. He says it's the church. The candlestick represents the church. So Jesus was going to a church body back in those days and said, if you don't get on fire, if you don't get your heart right, I'm going to remove your status as a church from your midst. You may have so-and-so church written on the wall on the outside. You may have a sign along the street that says so-and-so church. But if you lose the fire, I'm going to pull your status out. And you can go to the annals of heaven, and those places would not be considered a church. The IRS would consider them a church and give them a tax, a deduction on people's giving. But heaven would not consider that place a church, because they've deviated from the simplicity of the gospel, because the fire of the Holy Ghost wasn't enough. Pride was more appealing. Endless amounts of religious doctrine was more appealing. Endless amounts of plans and this and that was more appealing, and people just couldn't humble themselves and say, Lord, it's enough what you did in the book of Acts. I'm hungry. Come and touch me. I'm hungry. Come and work inside of my heart. Let your fire burn right here, Lord Jesus. Because the devil knows where the power is. The further away we get from the book of Acts, the less acts that we perform. And they said in verse 8, now we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. Tongues was the thing that God used to work and operate the first evangelistic altar call that ever took place, was tongues. Let me read this to you. I was praying the other day. Hallelujah. I got it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to tell you what the Lord, I believe the Lord told me. He said, my people aren't faithful enough with the first gift, endowment of fiery tongues of the Holy Ghost. I'm not necessarily pointing anybody out or a church out, but in general, I feel like the Lord said, my people aren't faithful enough with the first gift, the endowment of tongues, fiery tongues of the Holy Ghost. You see, if we want the greater gifts, now I'm not classifying the gifts, but if we want the manifestations where Paul in Acts chapter 19 was in Ephesus, and it said that special miracles were performed. There are times in Paul's ministry when the Lord granted that special miracles would be performed, so that handkerchiefs were carried from his body and people were healed and demons were cast out. If we want to get to the greater level, and just let me tell you right now, we go from faith to faith. Jesus in the kingdom of God is not a spiritual socialistic platform where God loves everybody the same. But the people that press into things are going to see greater manifestation and have a greater anointing on their life than other people. There are greater levels. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Yeah, Jesus has paid the price and done everything equally for every single person, but it's how we respond to that. And you can see his pattern in the book of Acts. The first thing that he did was pour out the gift of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. I believe one thing that we have to do more is connect our tongue to our spirit and begin to pray out of our spirit, so that our tongues are born directly from the Spirit of God. Sometimes we can get, not even realizing it, but our tongues can get to where it's almost like a rut and we're just praying the same thing. Shama, 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 kataba, 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 kataba. Well, you know, you can almost get an unsaved person to pray like that. But you see, if we want to see the greater works take place, Jesus said in John 14:12, greater works than these shall you do. And people have said, well, it's miracles, well, it's salvation. Well, I'll just tell you tonight, it's all of it. If we want to do the greater works, if we want to work miracles where we're walking along downtown and we pull somebody up out of a wheelchair that's been paralyzed and begging at the corner for 20 years, and it's a miracle that speaks to the entire city, I'm telling you, we've got to be faithful, because God is not going to turn His mighty power loose with somebody that hasn't been faithful with the first amount that He's given. You see, He's going to give you an amount and say, are you going to be faithful with this? Are you going to honor this? So I believe that we've got to be more faithful with the gift of fiery tongues, not just tongues, not just something that we kind of mumble in here and there. And I'm saying, you know, I'm not saying don't mumble in tongues when you're all focused on other stuff. It's great, because you can think on things and be driving down the road and be praying in tongues and keep doing that. But we have to have dedicated times when we just connect our tongue to the Spirit of God and we pray out of the Spirit, and it's a fiery language that comes out, just like it did in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. A fiery language. That's what I was saying a few minutes ago. It wasn't like an image or they saw a flame of fire above their heads, but they saw languages of fire that were poured out on these people. That's what tongues is. We have that kind of power on the inside of us to interpret, to pray out in tongues and interpret into English, but it's a language of fire. And I believe that we need to be more faithful with the first gift, the endowment of fiery tongues of the Holy Ghost. And when we are faithful with that, greater fire and greater power is given. It's not just for personal benefit. You see, the gift of tongues for you is for your personal benefit, but it's not just for your personal benefit. It's not just for personal benefit, it's for the kingdom and evangelism benefit. See, that's why we have to lay our desires aside. Anytime you lay your desires aside, the Lord isn't going to squash your desires and tell you no. No, He's going to give them back to you 30, 60, and 100-fold. But what He's also going to do is put a burning desire in your heart for the things that His heart burns for. Hallelujah. That's why I'm in the ministry. I'm not in the ministry because somebody told me that it'd be a good vocation. I'm in the ministry because I've got a burning desire for the city of Fort Worth. I've got a burning desire for the nation of the United States of America. I'm willing to lay everything down. Why? Because it's a burning desire on the inside of my heart. If the Lord came and said, David, you're not called to the ministry, I would say, fine. And I would keep doing what I'm doing because I want to do it, because it's a burning desire in my heart. That's why for the greater realms of the Spirit, greater power to be manifest, we have to have a greater consecration in our hearts where we lay everything down. Say, Holy Ghost, come. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost is moving, that's the time to respond. That's the time to begin to pray out in tongues. That's the time to begin to shout, dance, and run. Just like the lame man at the gate in Acts chapter 3, shouting, jumping, and leaping, and praising God. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, let Him move. Praise God. Begin to respond. When you can manifest the Holy Ghost in a Holy Ghost meeting, then God will begin to use you and your faithfulness will grow. And I believe that the Lord will just have you get rolling on the floor laughing and doing something that looks crazy in the realm of the natural, just to bring humility and say, are you willing to go there for me? Are you willing to go there for me? And He's not just trying to make a show to be foolish. He's going to pour out His Spirit on us. Those who only use tongues for personal benefit won't see the fire and the power increase. You'll see it increase to a level, but when you're talking about the power and the realms that they walked in the book of Acts, won't see the power and the fire increase. Let me get my Bible out here. We're going to pick up in Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 12, we'll pick up there. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? And others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. It's about 9 o'clock. So Peter here is having to explain to people that these are not drunk. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest fears of so many preachers across the land today. Well, we can't have the Holy Ghost move because people will misunderstand. No, people will get drawn to the fire, and you tell them what's burning, and that gives you an anointing and a fire to preach into their life and see them get changed. Hallelujah. Verse 15, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great notable day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. The working, the ministry of the Holy Ghost. See, the Lord desires that we understand what the Holy Ghost and what His ministry is. That we are close to the Spirit of God so He can just nudge and move and push, and then all of a sudden you're willing to go pray 30 minutes, an hour. I'm telling you, there is something about reaching that hour point. I've had it happen so many times recently. When you reach that point at an hour, the Holy Ghost just begins to break over and you could just pray for another extended amount of time. But where you're close to the Lord and willing and ready to pray and be led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how the Lord meets your needs. That's how He works in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Burn in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, just turn up the heat in this place. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn up the heat in this place, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You pour out of your spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters prophesy. Your young men see visions. Your old men dream dreams. And on your servants and on your handmaidens, you pour out of your spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Lord, you show signs and wonders in heaven, signs in the earth beneath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What the Lord is doing in these days is greater than anything He's done in the past. The fire that He's pouring out is greater than anything that He's done in the past. The work that He wants to do and has to do and must accomplish is greater than anything that He's ever done on the earth up to this point. It's greater than Moses parting the Red Sea. It's greater than the miracles that Elijah wrought. The latter rain is greater than the former rain. And it's a people that are fully baptized in the fire of the Holy Ghost that can stand up and wield the sword of the Spirit and speak the word. As it says in Jeremiah, that when you speak God's words, He makes those words as a burning fire in the people wood. And it burns and touches the lives of people and consumes people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Telling you, since the anointing is so strong in this place right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn it up, Holy Ghost. Turn it up, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, turn it up, Holy Ghost. Turn it up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord hears your yes. The Lord hears your yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost, burn hotter, burn stronger in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, maman kesha kabara bara bara kesha karate abrokriya shandara mangara nanana. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, rama mama, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it's not entered the heart of man, the things that God has for us. We can't perceive, we can't imagine with the natural mind what he has for us. We can't perceive and we can't imagine with the natural mind what he has for this church and for this city. It's so great and it's so glorious. It's so great and it's so glorious and it's so big that we have to give ourselves wholly to the Spirit of God, wholly to the Word of God. Say, Lord, do your work. Have your will work in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wholly given over to the Spirit of God as a church body. Wholly given over to the fire of the Holy Ghost. Wholly given over to preach and to play your part. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you, the Holy Ghost is touching many people here right now. The fire of God's touching many people here right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, Holy Ghost. Welcome, Holy Ghost. Welcome, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you feel the fire of the Holy Ghost on you right now, I want you to come to the front. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Touch your people, Spirit of God. Touch your people, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's going to explode in the right direction, Robert Bim. Hallelujah. And that's going to be the answer. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The enlargement and the increase is going to come, that is going to, because it's going to explode in the right direction. Hallelujah. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Fire of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Jesus. Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, healed by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. More. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More. More. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, everything. Yes, Lord, totally whole. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. More. More. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, burn on the inside of you. Burn on the inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More by the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Holy, holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
God of power,
Jesus.
And might.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Heaven and earth,
Jesus.
Are filled with your glory.
Oh. Hallelujah. Yay. Oh, laugh more and more. Oh, you're going to keep laughing, Robert. Oh, spill all over people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, tell you the fire of the Holy Ghost is in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Jesus.
God of power.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
with your glory.
Fresh fire in y'all's ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They're going to be asking Brother John to stay more days. Hallelujah. In you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just picking right up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing lost. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Burn, 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 Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy. 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 The Holy Ghost. Joy. Joy. Holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost on you. Thank you, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost on you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. More, more, more. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Joy. Hallelujah. Joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Free in the name of Jesus. Free, hallelujah, the fire of the Holy Ghost on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Filled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, more.
So filled,
overflowing,
filled.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. More
strength.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nichelle, you're greater in the kingdom of God than you thought. Your position is greater than you thought. Hallelujah. That's why. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I hear the sound. I hear the sound.
More Shuka Sakala
Ramara. Hear the sound. Hear the sound.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hear the sound of heaven. Hear the sound. Oh. Sound of heaven.
Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost on you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill joy. Hallelujah. Like you've never known. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Joy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise those hands. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, shaking. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to take you where you need to go. It's going to make it easy. Easy victory. Hallelujah. Easy victory. Hallelujah, for years to come for you and Charlie by the joy of the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all are going to face impossibility. I see y'all just talking about in your room at the house. What are we going to do? We're going to pray and the joy is going to hit. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm having a hard time standing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Tony, let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy. Hallelujah. There's more to it than what you're aware of. There's more to the plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you've got it in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Ghost is in charge. The Holy Ghost is in control of all of this, Tony. Shuka. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of your natural reasoning, beyond your natural mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Joy. Joy. Hallelujah. You're in the right place. Joy in the right place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you stand up on your feet tonight? If there's anybody in this place right now that you know that your life is not right with the Lord, and I want to pray with you. I can't imagine being in the presence of God and walking out feeling hurt, hungry, hopeless, and desperate, and far from God. If there's anybody in this place, you just know your life is not right with God. You may not be saved. If you were to die right now, you don't know for sure that you would go to heaven, or you might be saved, but you know for sure that your heart is not right with God. You know you'd go to heaven, but you know your life is not right with God. The Lord is speaking to you right now. Hallelujah. I know there's somebody here. Thank you, Jesus. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. So he's here for you tonight. He's touching your heart. It's God's goodness, it's kindness that leads us to repentance. You can come to Jesus tonight. Yeah, you can open your heart again. Even though you thought you got crushed, you can open your heart again to the Lord Jesus Christ and get your life right with him, because he has nothing but goodness and blessing for you. He's not mad at you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you're in this place and you say, David, I know tonight that I'm not going to heaven, then I want to pray with you. If you'd also say, David, I know that I'm going to heaven, but my life, my heart is not right with God. I can feel it. And I want you to raise your hand if that's you right now. Is y'all coming up for this? Awesome. If there's anybody else, you know your heart's not right with God, or you're not sure that you would make heaven. If there's anybody else, just raise your hand. Actually, just come out of your seat and come down here with us tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, y'all stretch your hands towards this precious lady up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray this prayer after me and mean it with your heart. And everybody just pray this out loud. Just say this after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you right now, and I believe that you died on the cross, and that you rose from the dead to forgive all of my sin. Come into my heart right now and be my Lord and Savior. Let me never be the same. baptize me in the Holy Ghost and fire. Give me a passion to win the lost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just raise both hands right there. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray with her whenever she's finished. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's all lift our hands right now and thank God for what He's been doing tonight. Lord, we do. We thank You tonight. We give You all glory, honor, and praise for all that You've done.